You're listening to SBS News.
A solemn farewell to Britain's longest reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II. The 96-year-old state funeral in London drew crowds in the hundreds of thousands, many of who had camped through the night.
It's really sad, but we have had a week as a nation to adjust to this. So today, to me, feels a bit more uplifting, actually, than other days in this week where we've seen her rest in state. And it's been really emotional watching it on the TV, watching people pay their last respects to her, lots of people in different ways, all, you know, shapes and sizes, walks of life, colour, creed, just incredible to see them all go. And I think a lot of us have grieved quite a bit at home.
And it wasn't just in the United Kingdom. An estimated 4.1 billion people watched the Queen's funeral from around the world. Rob Jones, a British resident living in Bahrain, expressed his depth of feeling while attending a commemoration service held in a church in Manama.
When we first found out about the Queen passing, it seemed as a great upset within us that tears wanted to flow because you were upset, you were sad. But then again, there was a sense of relief because at age of 96, what a glorious way to go with your family around you.
In London, the invited congregation of more than 2,000 people at Westminster Abbey was a diverse one, with some 500 presidents, prime ministers, foreign royal family members and dignitaries. Also in attendance were more than 180 volunteers, essential workers and community campaigners who were recognised in the Queen's birthday honours earlier this year.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
It was very long. It was emotional. It was a very special occasion because this will never ever happen again in our lifetime. And it was really neat to see and to see the respect that the people have for her and the love they have for her. It was impressive.
I really actually felt it was quite a spiritual moment. I loved it how the Queen has always shared her faith. And I think it was good to honour that. Her as a person, as a queen, leading by example and spiritually saying what she believes in and not frightened to. So I think for everybody here, they got so much out of it.
How the United Kingdom will move on from the last week and a half of mourning remains to be seen. King Charles III now reigns over the United Kingdom and is head of state to 14 Commonwealth countries, but there is little doubt that this number will shrink further during his reign. In Australia, the subject of holding a referendum to decide on the country becoming a republic is already back on the public agenda. The Caribbean nation of Barbados became a republic last year, removing the British monarch as the island's head of state, but remaining as part of the Commonwealth, as the country's Prime Minister, Mia Amor-Motley, explained to CNN.
The Queen's ability to anchor the Commonwealth has been tremendous, and that's why Barbados, in spite of becoming a republic, has said that we will continue to play a strong role in the Commonwealth of Nations because we believe in it.
In Canada, former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney paid tribute to Her Majesty, but acknowledged that many may now be questioning the monarchy's hold over the Commonwealth.
Today, our system might appear anachronistic to some. I understand that. But to others who constitute, in my judgment, the overwhelming majority of Canadians, the role of the monarchy, and in particular, the irreplaceable role played by Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, for 70 years, was absolutely indispensable in our country's hugely impressive achievements and contributions to peace and prosperity and stability at home and around the world.
In the UK itself, while many mourn, others question the relevance of the taxpayer-funded royal family. Only days ago, King Charles was confronted by a member of the public about the very dire cost of living crisis in the United Kingdom.
Charles, while we struggle to heat our homes, we have to pay for your parade.
Thank you for coming.
The taxpayer pays 100 million for you, not more.
It's a sure sign that the new king may struggle to engender the same unquestioned affection that his mother enjoyed. The BBC's commentator Kirsty Young summed up the Queen's effect on her nation.
The veil of sorrow has covered the nation, but the Queen's funeral has surely exemplified her reign. She united us in one final act of togetherness, unifying the United Kingdom, and indeed the world beyond, in respect, ceremony and significance. As a very young woman, she famously said her whole life, whether it be long or short, would be devoted to our service. Well, never was a person truer to their word. She made history, she was history. Queen Elizabeth II is gone, but she will surely never be forgotten.
An end to 10 days of national mourning in the United Kingdom and an end to the second Elizabethan era. Tina Quinn, SBS News.